This is the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Morning, Northern Colorado, and to the millions and millions listening online, it's time for the Hook'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation one patient at a time. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick behind the ones and twos. Micah, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing 3-10.
3-10, that's awesome, bro. I don't know what that means. Does that mean your record is 3-10? Yes.
Well, that's the right. Broncos record. That's how I'm feeling.
You know, the only thing they can do is go up. So we're in good shape there.
I like your positive outlook. You as a Broncos fan.
Let's ride. I'm not a Bronco fan, but let's
Broncos.
Ride. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you Broncos. Played that, Micah.
No, you know, that's exactly what you said.
I did. Go you know, Broncos. We have a great show for you this morning. I want to call it the Power Hour of Giving. Let's go. But first, I want to share some important information with you. So in the second segment, we're going to go over some very important guidelines for Colorado ice fishing anglers. These guidelines will help you stay safe on the ice. And in our final two segments, the Power Hour of Giving, we will have the pleasure to talk with two great organizations that I would love to help raise some much-needed funds for. And since this is the season of giving, what better time than to reach out to God's people? Amen? And one of those we will visit with Pastor David Alvarez with Bethel Family Praise Center, a spirit-filled community of believers located in Northern Colorado. They love God, and they believe you'll recognize that from the moment you step through their doors. God's work is never done. In the final segment, we have our friends of the show, Outdoor Colorado, Mr. Frank and Josh Villa. This father and son duo not only risk their lives as firefighters, but they give up a lot of their time to bless a child with an amazing outdoor experience, an experience these kids otherwise may not have had hadn't been for Outdoor Colorado. These organizations do so much for our youth and our communities, and because of that, I would love to bless their socks off, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. If you can donate to these great organizations, Frank, Josh, and Pastor Dave would be greatly appreciative. I know I have more than one listener right now that can write a check big enough, Micah, to help these two organizations for a whole year.
Oh, I'm not one of those. You didn't imply it was me,
no.
Did you?
Obviously, any amount helps. Josh and Frank will also share with us their top 10 list for that every hunter. Actually, their hunting Christmas list is what they're going to share with us. So coming up next, we're going over some general guidelines to follow up so you can stay safe this ice fishing season, followed by my list of must-haves that every ice fishing angler should have before hitting the ice. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to the Hook'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Community. Communication Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To Hook'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, who has the right lure to bring you in. You know, you deserve a beautiful smile, and what better time than the holidays to achieve your smile goals? The team at Kennedy Dental will help you achieve them, and Team Kennedy proudly offers a beautiful, natural smile and all the benefits that come with it. Contact Kennedy Dental today and schedule your smile makeover at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. I'm going to go over a few general guidelines for the Colorado ice anglers. Colorado Parks and Wildlife have a great page on their website about the subject, which we are going to review now. And there's probably no such thing as safe ice, but there are some guidelines that every angler should consider in Colorado, especially the ice conditions. They can vary from lake to lake. Along the Front Range, it is especially important that anglers check the ice before heading out because of the region's notoriously variable weather conditions. Many of the most popular lakes are within Colorado State Parks, and anglers should check with the specific park staff about ice thickness before going out. That's always safe. Always check the parks that you're going to and see what the ice thickness is. Very important, especially if you're taking children. Knowing how to judge ice conditions will help you make more informed decisions while enjoying your outing. Ice thickness depends on several factors, with the first and foremost obvious factor being location. The type of lake also affects ice thickness. A shallow lake will freeze faster than a deep lake. Look for clear blue ice. New ice is stronger than old ice. Ice thickness is not consistent. Beware of ice around partially submerged objects such as trees, bushes, embankments, or structures. Ice will not form as quickly where water is shallow or where objects may absorb sunlight. So be very, very careful. The rule of thumb for ice is 2 inches of ice or less. You want to stay off of it. 4 inches of good ice is good for walking. One individual, I would say. 6 inches is good for snowmobiles or ATVs. And 8 to 12 inches is good ice for a car or small pickup. 12 to 15 inches is good ice for a medium pickup or truck. Now, the first time I went ice fishing, I had no clue what I was doing. I had a bucket, I had my pole, and I had a bucket of minnows, and that's all I used. I augered my hole. The sun, as soon as the sun hits the ice, just so you guys know and you're aware of, the sun hits the ice always tends to crack. So it will crack underneath you. But the first time that I went out, I had no clue what was going on. So it cracked underneath me. I got scared and I got off of the ice. I went around the lake, and this was at Cherry Creek Reservoir. I went around the lake to this kind of the inlet, and I saw these guys fishing there. And so I kind of figured, well, if they're on the ice, then this should be safe enough for me to go out there. So I went out there and I started talking to them and got some advice from them. And they told me the kind of rule of thumb. And they told me the same exact thing that I shared with you. The 4 inches of ice is good for an individual. 6 inches is good for a snowmobile. And anything thicker than that, you can put a medium-sized truck on, which is good. So when ice fishing, it's always a good idea to drill a test hole or use an ice chisel as you venture out onto the lake to help you judge the thickness and the character of the ice. These test holes should be no more than 30 feet intervals. And I know it's a lot. When the wind's blowing, I want to drill a test hole. That's the last thing I want to do. But it's always vital just to take this extra step to be safe. Other considerations for a safe trip include the use of crampons or cleats for walking. Did you get that, Micah? Crampons. Okay. They're cleats for walking on ice. It's a good idea in Colorado because the ice, the wind blows, and it makes the ice glassy, slippery surface. Attaching a long cord to a sled should make them easier to pull, and if someone falls through the ice, anglers can push their sled to them while holding on to the line, so that's always a good idea. Ice fishermen should always carry a portable flotation cushion. The cushion will add to their seating comfort and give them something to throw if someone should fall through the ice. And it's crazy out there. I was out there at Red Feather 1 year with my daughter and my sons, and we went out there first thing in the morning, and the ice was thick, and then the sun came up and made it really warm outside, and then the wind was blowing. So all of a sudden, we can see our 8-inch hole kind of getting bigger as the day kind of went on, and at a certain point in the afternoon, I got off the ice. It was time because our hole kept getting bigger. So you have to be really careful and just kind of watch what you're doing out on that ice. You know, for more safety tips, definitely go check out the Colorado Parks and Rec. They have a great page for survival ice safety page. They go check them out. Obviously, you want to check them out. So when you go out on the ice, you're safe. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So when you're ice fishing, what kind of dynamite do you want to use?
You don't want to use any dynamite, brother.
Well, how are you going to kill the fish?
You do not want to take any dynamite. No dynamite whatsoever. Ice fishing is a great sport, Micah. When you catch an ice or a fish and you're pulling it through the ice through an 8-inch hole, there's nothing better. It's awesome. It's a great feeling.
And it's much better when you just blow a bunch of them up and just grab them.
Right. So I'm just going to follow up with these safety tips to prevent fatal mistakes. So when we go out there, Micah, you don't make these fatal mistakes, okay? Beware of the ice and weather conditions by checking online and calling ahead. Okay, that's the first thing. The buddy system is best. So try to not go alone. Let someone know what your plan is and where you're going. If someone is in need of rescue, obviously call 911 for help. 911, excuse me, for help. Always wear a life jacket and a float coat. Wear a life jacket or a personal flotation device over a winter clothing. That's going to protect you from the cold, and it's also going to protect you, obviously, from if you fall into the lake.
And protect you from your buddy, who, yes, in case, you know, you upset him,
well, here's a
he
big
will push
one.
You into the lake,
right,
and try to kill you.
Well, with that buddy system, here's one that you probably want to do is wait to enjoy alcoholic beverages if you're out on the lake. The likelihood obviously increases the likelihood of hypothermia if you drink, and you can make poor choices.
Well, that is true. Or you could just not bring the alcohol with you.
True. But that's what I'm saying. Just wait to enjoy the alcoholic beverages if you're going out there.
Or if the ice is cracking, you could pour the alcohol onto the ice and
you could, obviously. If you have a pet, definitely want to keep the pet on the leash. And to remember to reach, throw, go. If someone falls through the ice, you can't reach the person from shore. Throw a flotation device or a rope. If you still can't quickly help the person, go and get help.
And that is if you like them.
Right.
If you don't like them, oh, no, darn it. Right. Threw it as hard as I could, but I just don't have the arm strength.
You can't. Now, if you fall through the ice, remember these tips. Okay, Micah, if we go out, try to stay calm. This will help you to conserve as much energy as possible, okay? Stay calm. Act slowly and deliberately to conserve heat. Expect a progressive decrease in your strength and ability to move. Make the harder maneuvers at the beginning while you can, okay?
What if you're already really, really, really weak? Are you screwed?
You're screwed because you're weak. Do not try to swim. Swimming will cause your body to lose heat much faster and will use up as much energy that then you will stay. So you have to stay still as possible. I know it's tough if you fall through. The last thing you want to do is stay still.
So basically what you're saying is you're screwed if you fall
right
in the ice.
You're right.
Screwed.
You are, but these are tips that can help you if you do. Try to get your arms onto the ice. Kick with your feet as hard as you can to lift you up onto the ice. Use your ice picks to grab onto the ice, then roll to safety. So we have these ice picks that we wear around our neck, and they're they got a red handle with a spike on them. So if we were to fall through the ice, we can pick ourselves out, and that's what it's describing right there.
And in which pocket would you use? Would you have the flare so you can melt the ice?
I wouldn't be worried about a flare. I'd just be trying to get out. If you can't get out by yourself, try to keep your upper body above the water to conserve your body heat. Use your whistle or yell to alert others that you need help. Got it. There you go.
What
if
you're under the ice?
If
you're under the ice, can you yell for help?
No. I mean, you can't. Good luck.
What alcohol is best for being under the ice?
I have no clue, but I'm going to tell you what. If you go under the ice, if this happens, I just say a little prayer for you, and I'm just going to you're doing something you love, so that's a good answer, right? You're doing something you love. So if that happens, I'm trying to prevent that from happening, Micah, so that's why we're talking about it.
And you're trying to protect other people from their buddy who's trying to murder them.
Thank you, sir. You know, whether you're gearing up for an annual trip or you spend the entire winter over ice fishing hole, this gear is going to help you bring in more catches while having an overall simpler and more strategic and warmer ice fishing experience. There you go, Micah. There you go. I want to thank Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Sportsman's Warehouse for helping me with this segment. Coming up next, Pastor David Alvarez with Bethel Family Praise Center. We're going to have some church up in this place. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to the Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle 'em Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah Kilpatrick behind the ones and twos. You know, we couldn't do this show without our amazing sponsors, and one of our favorite sponsors is Grand View Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants and children, through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. Go see them in their brand new beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado. Call Grand View Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up on the show is my brother in Christ, Pastor David Alvarez. Pastor David, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing great. Thank you.
Good, man. Hey, tell us a little bit about Bethel Family Praise Center.
Yeah, we are a church located out in Eaton, just a mile east of the country club. We've been in Eaton now over 20 years and are just excited about, again, just being able to be another church in our community. But also, I think something that brings a little bit more flavor to our community with the type of church that we are and certainly just the body that has come together in those last 20 years.
Amen to that. You know, I wanted to get you on because I'm having this show kind of dedicated to, you know, we're bringing some nonprofits on because it's the season of giving. And I want folks to understand that God's work is never done. I mean, not only are you a full-time teacher, but you're full-time in the ministry. I mean, you work in the ministry full-time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, it's nice when we can devote ourselves full time just to one thing. But I think when we know that there's a higher call and sometimes, you know, the means aren't there to be able to support that call, you have to do what you have to do in order to answer that call. And so, you know, I think God has just really blessed us with an opportunity to work outside of the church, and in our community, which is huge for us. We love being able to connect with students and so working in the school there at Eaton Middle School is really an extension of what we do, you know, in ministry. We love people.
Right.
and we serve people and so you know, serving is one thing I think anybody could do. It's one of the ways that I think, again, we honor God in our walk, in our relationship with Him. You know, it's a privilege just to serve Christ.
Amen. Amen to that. And that's one reason why. I mean, I think it's really important because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And your dad had preached on it a couple of weeks ago that, you know, sometimes, you know, the material things that we look forward to at Christmas isn't really what it's all about. You
yeah.
know, and he broke it down to really how many days an individual stays or goes to church in a year. And it was a total of 4 days is the average a person steps into a church. And when you break that down, that's not a whole lot of time. You know, so he had a really good message about, you know, where your time is spent. And I really want to take this time to really just kind of point out your church and what it does in the community. Where would you say your biggest need in the church is?
Biggest need? You know, I think, you know, like most folks, like most ministries and churches, you know, we're always looking for folks to connect and just to be a part, you know. It's not about, you know, for us anyways, it's not about, you know, how big the church can get or even, you know, how much money is in the bank,
mm-hmm.
but it does take, you know, people, and it does take money to do the work of the church. And, we love serving. We love outreach, missions. We're all about, again, getting out and being the church, being active outside the four walls of the church. And so we do things from, go on missions trips to Native American reservations. We've done, service projects and built churches, in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. We've planted churches, in Denver, as well as in Utah, and have just kind of sown ministry wherever we can.
Man, that's...
And so, you know, it does take finances
it
to
does.
Be able to do those types of things. And I think, you know, that's always an area where, you know, the more that we get, what it enables us to do is to be a conduit of that blessing and to use it to reach people with the gospel.
Amen. And it's great how kind of the outdoors and church kind of go hand in hand. I mean, when we're out there, you know, when I'm out there fishing, I'm looking at God's country. You know, this is God's.
Oh, yeah.
God made this. He created this for us to enjoy. And it's all intertwined with me in my life.
Yeah.
You know, so folks, please, if you can, donate to this great church and help them continue God's work. Are you guys having a big Christmas service?
Yeah, we have a big Christmas celebration this Sunday, and we'd love for folks to come out 10:30. We're going to be giving away some gifts and things like that as well. Also going to be distributing food boxes for those that could use a little extra groceries around this Christmas season. Our food pantry ministry is going to be doing that. And so come to service 10:30, and we'll be handing out those food boxes afterward, and we'd love to get them into the hands of folks that could really use the help.
Man, that's awesome. Tell us where you're located, just in case we have some brothers and sisters looking for a solid church family. Tell us where you're located.
Yeah, 19950 County Road 78, and that's in Eaton, Colorado, 80615. And then if you want to check us out before you come, you could even go to our website, bfpceaton.com.
Awesome. Okay, man. So one last question I had for you. Tell us a little bit about some of your outreach programs that you guys have.
Yeah. Well, we you know, just in the community, our food pantry ministry is a huge ministry for us. We do monthly distributions as well as emergency food assistance, things like that. We can set up, you know, times to meet folks and get groceries into folks' hands. The other thing that we're about is you know, equipping and helping folks pursue the ministry. And so we have different youth ministries and even our kids ministry that operate, and with the focus of again moving our kids in a progression.
Yeah.
In their walk and moving them from just going to church to being the church. And it's something that we invest in our community weekly. You know, it's not something that is a once a year type of thing.
Right.
We're trying to get folks out and again doing the work of the church, and so we'll like I said, take different mission trips throughout the year. We'll serve with opportunities locally, you know, like I said, distributing food. I mean, wherever.
That's awesome.
We can get out and however we can, just love on our community. That's what we want to do.
Amen. Folks, please find it in your heart to open up that checkbook and give to Bethel Family Praise Center so they can continue God's work. Pastor David, thank you for coming on today. And,
yeah,
and
tell, I really appreciate it.
Tell our faithful how they can donate to your church.
Yes, if you want to, you can go online, bfpceaton.com, and there is a gift tab there, and you can use that to give to the church, or if you'd like to, again, our address is 19950 County Road 78, Eaton, Colorado 80615. You could send something in that way as well. Definitely, again, would appreciate anything. But again, we wanted to also just serve folks, and we hope that when you come, you'll find it's a place where
it is.
You see our heart because it's who we are. So.
It is. Amen. Amen. Say, what do you say? We hit the ice this Christmas break.
Hey, I'm all about it. I think we got a Ben's trip scheduled for early January.
All right, man. All right. Let's hit the ice, buddy. Thank you for coming on, man. I want to pray continued blessings over you in Bethel Family Praise Center. Thank you for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks, man.
All right.
Please, folks, this is the season for giving, and if there's any church more deserving of the Lord's blessing, it is this one. Bethel Family Praise Center, help me bless their socks off. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance, and there's no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance, and we love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area. Go see them in their brand new, beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up next, Frank and Josh Villa with Outdoor Colorado. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental Live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Power Hour of Giving. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alleman. He is Micah Kilpatrick behind the ones and twos. There you go, Micah. Coming up on the show is our great friends of mine, and the owner and operators of Outdoor Colorado, Mr. Frank Villa. Brother, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing really good. I hear Josh can't join us today.
Yeah, he had the life thing got in the way. So,
I get it.
I think he's out with his girlfriend tonight.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I see that you guys are still really busy, man.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's been a kick. We've had a lot of kids hunting. Birds have been around. I'm not sure what's going to happen during this little bit of cold snap that's coming through. But I'll tell you what, we've been having a lot of fun.
Man, that's awesome. Tell our listeners again about Outdoor Colorado.
So Outdoor Colorado, we started a couple years ago, and basically we took the teachings of my dad, Frank Sr., and we decided that we wanted to do what he did. He liked to go fishing, he liked to go hunting, and he always liked to take the neighbor kids with him. I remember a lot of times going out hunting, fishing, doing whatever we're doing, and we had other kids right alongside of us. And he'd be teaching all of us all of that, all the morals and ethics of being outdoor and all of that. So,
man, that's awesome.
Josh decided to start the nonprofit. Of course, he's the president, and I'm the vice president, and we have a board of about six people, and we're a bit the Better Business Bureau, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, man, that's great.
And, we're just taking all of his teachings and teaching the kids what we know and sharing experiences and creating memories, and hopefully one of the big things for my dad was that he was really big on that youth-parent relationship.
Right.
And so we really like to have the parents go with us and hang out with the kids and hunt right alongside them. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Man, that's awesome. How many hunts have you been on with Outdoor Colorado, would you say?
Oh, in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I bet you we're probably over 100 easy.
Man, that's awesome, brother. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then
we also fish during the summertime. So
that's,
you know,
right.
There's always that.
Yes, man. You guys are still going. I was looking at your website. I mean, there's a lot of services that you guys do offer. Hunting, youth fishing as well. And then that's one reason why I thought it was really important to get you guys on, because I've had you on before. You're really good. I would consider a good friend of our show, a good friend of mine. I love what you guys do. And so I thought it was important to get you on and see if we can't raise some money, some much needed funds for your program.
Yeah, and just that's one thing to remember. You know, Dad was really big on not doing things really expensive, anything like that. So, of course, we don't charge anybody to go out with us. So that's where the donations really come in handy, because
exactly.
there is no charge when we take the kids out. Of course, we're trying to help them out with ammo. Sometimes they don't have a shotgun, so we'll come up with an extra shotgun that they can use.
That's great.
Depending on what they need, we have some boxes that we have some extra, bib overalls and things like that, gloves. We have some kids that show up there. Like the other day, we had one of the kids show up helping set out decoys. And I was like, hey, Preston, where's your bib overalls? He says, I don't have any. I was like, hang on a sec. I jumped in the trailer and opened our box, and I had two sets of overalls in there. So gave him one so he could put on, and of course he gives them back when he's done. But those are just kind of things that we use that money for, is to try and have that extra stuff just in case we need it.
Man, that's awesome. Tell us, what is it about seeing the face of a first-time hunter who harvests his own dinner? What is it about that?
I'll tell you what, the smile on their face, it just brings back so many memories of my first time getting pretty much any kind of game, whatever it might have been at that time of whatever we're hunting, and it was that first time. And then just through the years of teaching kids how to fish and running our junior fishing program and our high school program, and you know, you get these kids out there that have never done it before, and it's just amazing when you see the smile. There's just nothing that compares to it.
That's
it's just
it.
Awesome.
I get it. What is your biggest need, Frank? Tell our listeners what your biggest need right now is.
I think our biggest need is just donations. I mean, we have a few things here and there. We'd like to get some full body decoys. We use a lot of dive bomb decoys, the silhouettes, and we love them. We have about 35, 40 dozen of those. So that's mostly what we use. But every once in a while, we like to throw some full bodies out there. So, you know, if anybody has some extra full bodies laying around, those Bigfoots are pretty awesome. You know, maybe a couple dozen of those, we might be looking for those. Right now we have about two and a half dozen of the Bigfoots, but we could sure use a few more of those.
Right.
You know, whatever they might be able to help out with, and especially the donations, because every hunt costs some money, you know, buying snacks here and there, getting fuel to go out to the places wherever we might be going, maintenance on the trailer, maintenance on the truck.
Right.
All that kind of stuff, just, you know, all that money right now is, we're trying as much as possible to, you know, limit the amount that we spend or the amount that comes out of our actual pockets, but sometimes you just have to go that way.
Right, that's your heart, right? Yes, I know.
Yep.
I hear you there.
Yep.
You know, folks, this father and son team work really hard for our youth, and their nonprofit Outdoor Colorado needs some help. I know I have some great friends out there that can help this organization for a whole year. You know, once again, I want to give a shout out to Lanny Cook with Twisted Sea Farms. Twisted Sea Farms was a blessing. Tell us about that, Frank.
Yeah, so we got a call, of course, from you that we needed to talk to Mr. Cook, and so I did. We called him up. We actually met him out at one of his fields, and he offered his whole field. It's he's got a half cornfield, half alfalfa, and as soon as he gets the rest of that corn cut, we're going to be allowed to go out there and hopefully get some kids out there and get some birds. So yeah, just offering his field just like that. That put us at about 8 fields that we're at now. A lot of the farmers will just donate, you know, a small field or a small portion of a field, whatever we can get the kids out there. And just to let you know, and I need to let everybody know this as far as any landowners out there, we don't dig pits. We show the kids how to use everything that's around there to try and create a hide. And then we also use A-frame blinds. So it's just a blind that sits up on top of the ground. We put it up almost like a tent.
Right.
Of course, the top is open, so you're hunting out of it. But we put those out there, and then when we're done hunting, we pick everything up and we try and leave it better than we found it.
And that's one thing. I think that's one thing that you said that stuck out with Lanny was that what you just said right there. We make it better than what we found it, and that's awesome.
Yeah. We try and make it so that way the farmer never even knows we were there. In fact, one of the farms, a lot of times they don't know we're there until the morning. They might look out there and, oh, they're out there hunting. We see the headlights. For the most part, we try and let the farmers know, hey, we're going to be out in your field tomorrow, or we're planning a hunt this weekend. Is your field available? We always try and make sure, even though we have permission, and they sign a little contract with us, even though we have that permission to do it, we like to let them know that we're on their property. And we just try and make everything really easy. Of course, we have our own insurance, right. So the farmers or landowners don't have to worry about that part of it. And all the kids and parents are required to sign a release form to be able to hunt with us.
That's perfect, man. Okay, Frank, I want to just, now's your time. Give us your Christmas list. I asked you, I think you have a list. Do you have one for me?
It's funny. You asked me to create a Christmas list, and I wasn't sure if you wanted a Christmas list for me of wants and needs or anything like that. So what I actually did is I came up with a Christmas list, and this is, you know, our whole deal is about the youth, and that's what we're looking at.
That's right.
What would the youth need? to be able to go on a hunt with us. So I came up with a list of things. Of course, for us, we always recommend that if a youth, if you want to buy a shotgun for a youth, get a pump.
Okay.
And it just seems that if you have any issues or any problems, pumps are just easier to work with than a semi-automatic. So we always recommend, we like to see the Benelli Novas. Those are great guns. Remington Express. Either one of those are, they're not real, real expensive. I mean, a great Christmas present if you want to get your son or daughter a shotgun. We always recommend a 12 or a 20.
Okay.
Goose calls. So we use certain goose calls, Josh and I do, but even the Flambeau Big River goose call or the Buck Gardner duck calls, those are, they're inexpensive and they blow really good. They're really, really nice. Of course, Josh and I, we use Big Sean goose calls. We use Echo duck calls, so they're a little bit more expensive. But that's kind of, you know, we, through the years, that's what we've come up using. Decoys. If you want to buy your kids decoys, the dive bomb silhouettes are great. I mean, they're $70 a dozen. They're not real, real expensive. I always recommend getting one of the standard brown bags. It fits five dozen. So you start out with a dozen, and then maybe a little bit later on you get another dozen. You can work your way up. So they're not real expensive. You can set them out quickly and pick them up quickly. So,
perfect.
And they don't take up hardly any room. Another thing, real, real important, is warmth while you're out there. So we always strive to, or we tell the kids, you guys got to have insulated bib overalls. And so I recommend Drake's. They're a little bit more expensive, but they're really nice, and they're really warm. A good set of thermal underwear to wear underneath your clothing, you got to have that. A good coat or a parka. When it's real, real cold out, you can throw that on. When it warms up, you pull it off since you're in bibs. Always have a hoodie on and stuff like that. If you want to get a blind, you can get an A-frame blind for pretty inexpensive. I always recommend doing that. We actually use a dive bomb A-frame blind. For the kids, a blind bag is real important, and I don't know why people don't do it, but a blind bag or a good backpack is really nice to use. And that's just to carry your stuff, extra gloves, extra hats, ammo, things like that.
Okay.
So that's really important.
Perfect.
And then, of course, like I said, gloves. I always recommend Cass King gloves. That's where we're sponsored by them.
Yep.
So I actually, that's what I use, are Cass King gloves.
Perfect.
They make some really nice ones. And then a real important one, and we see this all the time, kids don't have the proper boots.
Okay.
And I mean, keeping your feet warm, keeping your hands warm, that's really, really important. Wear a neck gaiter. So a neck gaiter is a good one to have. Boots. And gloves. And at me, myself, I don't spend a whole lot of money on boots, but the boots that I've always used have been those Irish Setters. And I've kind of
always
settled
good.
On
those. Those are
Vapor.
Great boots.
Yeah, I settled on the Vapor Trek, boots from Irish Setter, and I use an 800 milligram Thinsulate on the real, real, real cold days when it gets down below zero.
Mm-hmm.
I know they make some at 1,200 grams, but to me, sometimes if you get too warm, then your feet sweat, and then, of course, they ice up inside. So
gotcha.
I think 800 has always been pretty good for me. When I bow hunting, I'll go down to 200 or 400. I have several pairs of the Vapor Trek. So depending on what I'm doing, I'll switch them out. But when it's real cold, I think that 800 works really good.
Okay. Frank, I only have a few minutes left. So tell our faithful how they can pour blessings into Outdoor Colorado.
So the best thing to do is you, go to OutdoorColorado2020.com, check us out, check out the website, and there's actually a Venmo link on there. And you can Venmo at Outdoor-Colorado. So go to Venmo, just type in Outdoor-Colorado, and you can put your donation in there.
Thanks.
I just started a GoFundMe page.
Right.
So if you go to Outdoor Colorado on Facebook, I believe it's just Outdoor Colorado 2020 on Facebook. You can go to that GoFundMe.
Perfect.
I'll probably add that on our website too,
okay.
That GoFundMe link. And, yeah, you can donate to either one of those, and that'll really, really help us out a lot.
Awesome.
But the biggest thing is to, if you go to Venmo, that's the best place to go.
Right.
And that, again, that's Outdoor-Colorado on Venmo.
Perfect. Frank, thank you for coming on, man. We need more Lannies in this world, huh?
Yes, we do. Thank you for introducing him to us. He is such a great guy.
He is awesome.
And I got a kick out of it because as a former wrestler, and of course Josh and my other son Seth, they were wrestlers too for Windsor, and to talk to Lanny about the old days of wrestling,
our conversation was awesome. Well,
yeah,
thank you, buddy.
He's such a nice man.
I appreciate you coming on, man. Continued blessings to Outdoor Colorado, and let's see if we can get some donations your way, buddy.
All right, sounds great. You have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Very much, buddy. What a great show. I want to thank all our guests, Pastor Dave Alvarez with Bethel Family Pray Center. Brothers and sisters, if you're looking for a Holy Spirit-filled church home, then Bethel is home. Help me bless them. You can go right to their website at www.bfpc.churchcenter.com/giving. And thank you to Outdoor Colorado, Mr. Josh Villa, and his father, Frank Villa. Please help me bless this great organization. Frank and Josh work really hard to educate our youth on the outdoors, but it ain't cheap. They need help, so please reach out to them and let's bless their socks off. Go to OutdoorColorado2020.com and they have a QR code that you just have to point your camera on and donate. It's that easy. Be a Lanny. And lastly, I want to thank our amazing sponsors. Carol Excavating Matt and his team have over 17 years in the industry. Give Carol Excavating and Repair a call at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Andrew with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Last but not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Again, I pray abundance of blessing over all my guests and all their sponsors. Remember, to have something you never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.